Caroline, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Give me your background a little bit before we go into talking about your book of poetry.
Sure. I studied creative writing at Emerson College way back when and focused mostly on playwriting. And then I went on to become an English teacher. I was a high school English teacher for about 7 years, and most of that time I taught abroad in international high schools in Turkey and Spain. And then I went on to become a community college instructor in Seattle for 5 years before moving to Delaware this August. And so now I'm teaching at Delaware State University. I'm teaching English as a second language to the international students and African American literature.
All right, so let's delve into this book of poetry. The book is called Choose Your Own Adventure and Other Poems. The book of poetry relates the mating habits of exotic animals with that of humans. What's this all about?
So in December 2016, my mom and I took a trip to the Galapagos Islands. My mom's a research biologist, and this was one of her bucket list trips. And what's unique about the Galapagos Islands are that these the animals have evolved into very unique species on each island. And so while we were there, our particular tour guide was really keen on teaching us about the mating rituals of these animals. So as we're learning about the sex lives and romance and patterns of commitment and gender roles of all of these creatures, I couldn't help but relate it to some of the partnership patterns that I've seen in humans. And I was especially struck by the uniformity of within one species, each animal stays so true to that species style of, you know, who takes care of the kids, who does the courting. But in our species, you don't see that kind of uniformity. And instead, I see, you know, one friend is more like the sea lion, whereas another friend, their marriage is more like the Galapagos hawk. And so I just found it fascinating how humans, we have so many choices as to how we're going to pursue our ways of partnering. And so I created a Choose Your Own Adventure long form poem, in which each chapter, the single woman on vacation in the Galapagos Islands is learning about each species and how they do it and trying to decide which partnership pattern works for her. So there's tongue-in-cheek humor, there's a lot of science, and hopefully underneath and within the laughter, people are also going to think a little bit about their own choices in the ways that they've partnered up in life.
How long did it take you first to come up with the idea and then to do some research and then to write the book?
It took just a few months, actually. This is one of those lucky poems that just sort of fell out of me, and the research part was fun, and I could fill in the blanks with what I didn't learn on the trip. And so I would say it took me a couple months, and I also did a few watercolor and ink drawings of each of the animals, and so the book is also illustrated.
Is this your first book?
This is my first book, yes.
Wow, you must be very excited about that.
I am very excited. It's very exciting to see your work go beyond just the people in your writing group and to have a larger audience, so I'm excited for it to get out there.
All right, I'm going to put you on the spot. Are you prepared to read one of the poems for us?
I can, yes. The Galapagos poem is a long-form poem, but I can read you kind of the first part as an excerpt. Choose Your Own Adventure, the Galapagos Mating Dance. You are a single woman about to embark upon your most challenging and dangerous mission. Equipped with a libido and the instinct to bear children, your objective is to find the perfect mating ritual in the Galapagos Islands. You bravely face elaborate courtship dances, rough foreplay, and single parenting, but will you return to the U.S. with the partnership pattern that works for you? Chapter 1, You Are a Blue-Footed Booby. A male approaches you and begins to dance, taking giant steps in place to flaunt his turquoise feet, indicators of his health. If red throat pouches are more of a turn-on, skip to Chapter 2. He offers you twigs and grasses, symbols of the nest you will build together. Impressed, you dance too, face to face walking on a treadmill. You mirror each movement, a connection found in how much you can act like one another.